10 reasons I write. 1. Deadlines. Rita Mae Brown once said, "A deadline is negative inspiration. Still, it's better than no inspiration at all." I'm a champion procrastinator, but I also work well under pressure. Deadlines, whether self-imposed or otherwise, can be positive, creating focus, accountability, and forcing me to get words on the page. 2. For money. Let's be clear, writing is not the most sensible way to make a living. It's unstable, in most cases poorly paid, and challenging. I've rarely met a writer who hasn't struggled with imposter syndrome and self-doubt, or had sleepless nights over deadlines and bad reviews. On the flip side, I have the freedom to work when I want, where I want, and most importantly, I get paid to do the thing I love. 3. To communicate. It might be an insightful interpretation of historical events, a philosophical study of human nature, or a flippant commentary on the latest TV show, but every piece of writing is driven by a desire to communicate something to readers. 4. To connect. When a reader responds to my work, truly understands my intention, it's glorious. I'm not a quick thinker, not witty or erudite. The written word suits me better, crafted and considered. It's one way of connecting to others, of sharing the things I care about, such as 5, history. As a novelist, I'm drawn to history. Writing is a means of immersing myself in the past, the closest thing I know to time travel. 6, it's fun. There's nothing like a good writing day, when the words are flowing and the pen flies across the page. The satisfaction when a plot falls into place. The thrill when characters come to life. Which brings me to 7, escapism. Writing is the ultimate daydream. I get to visit extraordinary places, fall in love with strangers, and have adventures alongside them. Escaping into imagination is something I've always done. Writing makes it productive. 8. Ambition. For many years, I was beguiled by the idea of being a writer. Once I was published, this translated to being a best-selling writer. Of course, bestsellers, prizes, and accolades are wonderful and can transform a writer's career. But I've come to understand the difference between public achievements and private ambition. These days, I try to focus on a more personal goal, to produce the best work I can on my terms. 9. Identity. Initially, I equated my self-worth with the commercial success, or otherwise, of my work. It has taken some time to separate artistic accomplishment from the unfathomable vagaries of the publishing industry. Still, writing is an important part of my identity, defining who I know and what I do, but it is not all. And 10, creativity, imagination, artistry, call it what you will. I have an internal drive to create, and writing is my chosen medium. Where does this come from? Perhaps it's a mixture of the things I've mentioned. Perhaps not. I prefer to think it's something universal, something we all share, a crucial part of being human.